Good afternoon, Eddie.
Good
to see you. Thank you for joining me today for today's daily COVID-19 update. And I'm pleased to be joined, of course, by Dr. Nate Smith, Secretary of Health, but also today our Surgeon General, Dr. Greg Bledsoe, has joined us as well. And I appreciate his continued service on our medical advisory team, as well as his service as attorney, as Surgeon General. Didn't want to elevate you too high. First, let's go straight to the case report, and then I will get to the announcement. Yesterday, we had 10,080 total cases in Arkansas, cumulative, and the last 24 hours, we've had an additional 288 cases. That brings the total cases in Arkansas cumulative to 10,368. Of course, Dr. Smith will point out that many of those have recovered, but that reflects our cumulative total of cases, is which we have been reciting every day. In terms of hospitalizations, there's 173 hospitalizations with an additional 8 that brings us to 181. In terms of deaths, we have 4 additional deaths, which brings us to 165. Of the 288 new cases, 3 counties predominate, which is interesting, that Pulaski County has 51 new cases, Washington County 44, and Benton County 37, and all the rest of the counties are fewer than 20. And so you can see a little bit of change there from what we've recited in recent days. And let's go through a couple of the slides just on the testing side. Of course, this shows the new cases every day since the very beginning of the pandemic all the way through today, which we have, we're down to fewer than 300. So you can see with the expanded testing how we're the numbers have increased, but they've also become more steady in terms of the result. The next one is the rolling 7-day rolling average, and you can see that we're either peaking or plateauing somewhere up there, hopefully, and we'll see in the coming days as to the next trend lines. And then the active number of cases, these are the ones that are active, not just the cumulative total. And this active number is over 3,000 active cases in Arkansas. And then the next number of currently hospitalized, which we watch very carefully, and our hospitalizations are, as we said, 181. We'll look at this one as well, and then I'm going to take a break. These top 10 counties with the highest active community cases, and I ask Department of Health to present this to me. And so, and what this is the highest active community cases, and you see on the right side over there, it's the rate per 10,000 residents. And so this is taking all of the cases, active cases in Arkansas, community cases, and taking them on a per capita basis and comparing those. And here, Sevier County is the highest county on a per capita basis of community active cases. Yell County, and then Washington County, Crittenden County, Lee County, Benton County, Nevada, Madison, and Bradley, and Little River. And so there are some surprises in there when you look at it on a per capita basis of community cases. And so with that, let me come back and I indicated that I was going to make an announcement today about the status of Phase 2. Let me give a background first, and then I'll make the announcement. But first, let's reflect back. Arkansas, from the very beginning, took a different path and did not shelter in place. But we did put in place targeted restrictions on certain face-to-face businesses that were necessary. On May 4th, over 35 days ago, we lifted the public health restrictions so the state could go into Phase 1 of the Opening America Again blueprint that's been provided by the White House Task Force. That was 35 days ago that we have been in phase one. This allowed restaurants to open to one-third capacity. We have opened gyms, bars, casinos, tattoo parlors, and we are now wide open with certain restrictions on size and spacing limitations. But we have reopened youth activities, camping, and many outdoor and indoor venues as well. And of course, we've seen most recently large gatherings through the form of protests across Arkansas and our nation. So what has been our experience based upon this opening up through phase one? And the experience is the same as in many other states. There's been more testing in all of our states, including Arkansas, and therefore we have an increase in the number of cases. Americans are on the move, and they can't be tied down, and they can't be restrained unless they make a voluntary decision that this is right for me and my health or my family. While they don't want the government telling them what to do, they do understand the risk, and they stay at home when need be, and just like others, they take precautions when they go out. We also pay attention to the science and the data. The opinion and guidance of national public health experts changes from day to day, based upon more research and knowledge about this virus that we've never had experience with before. Our data in Arkansas tells us that the growth rate in cases is not the result of lifting restrictions. There's no evidence of a correlation. This is because the restaurants, the gyms, the barbershops, and salons are taking precautions and they value their patrons and they're following the public health guidelines. Another observation is that the gating criteria, or the criteria to enter the different phases, the gating criteria of the phases is based upon the supposition that we're all going to peak like New York or Louisiana did, that there's going to be one peak just like the Colorado Rockies versus multiple smaller spikes or peaks like we have in Arkansas. And that's been our trend line. We have a trend line that is more like the rolling Ozark Hills versus the Colorado Rockies. All of this is true for many states. And the trend line shows multiple peaks, and each state has different regions with different timelines for progression of the virus. And so based upon that analysis and that data and that experience, the conclusion is that the state is best served moving together, even though we have various regions with a current spike in cases. And so today I am announcing that we are lifting further restrictions and we are moving as a state into phase two. Now, this means that we continue to fight the virus, we continue to take it seriously, and we understand its seriousness as reflected by the data that we see today. We are still in the heart of the woods. We're not out of the woods. We're still in the heart of the woods when it comes to this healthcare emergency. The emergency remains, and in fact, I am continuing the emergency order that does expire in mid-June. I'm continuing that for an additional 45 days. Another point that we have to realize is that we must continue to social distance and, as needed, to wear a mask. We continue to push our expansive testing, our contact tracing, and isolation as needed. We need to continue our restaurants and other venues to be careful, but under our phase two guidance, they'll be able to move to a two-thirds capacity with continuing to follow public health guidelines. Now, I'll emphasize that when I said we're going to phase two, that will be effective next Monday. It's important. I've talked to some mayors and others that there is a little bit of head notice on this, that they have some advance notice on this as they prepare to go as they wish or as they can to a two-thirds capacity that will be permitted. Now, obviously, Benton and Washington County has been some concern because there are increased cases. I think this puts it in perspective as to why we have to look at the state as a whole, because it's a big state and the virus could move somewhere that is not and impact various counties that we don't expect right now. But in Benton and Washington counties, we're going to provide additional support to target the surge in cases there in Benton and Washington County. And so we're assigning additional testing, tracing, and public health support to those areas so that we can better constrain the virus and prevent its spread. This will be in the form of a surge capacity that we can use in Benton and Washington County now, but if there's a surge capacity in Southeast Arkansas, we'll be able to shift some of those Department of Health resources to respond to that immediate need. And with that, before I turn it over to Dr. Smith, I did want to go through a couple more slides just to pinpoint some of the things that I've said. And here is, it's hard to see, but the different states, Texas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Arkansas in the middle, Missouri, Mississippi, and Louisiana. And you can see Missouri is just like hill country to us. They don't have one big spike. They've got multiple spikes. Mississippi, the same way. Louisiana was different because they hit their peak very early, and it was massive. There was one of the earliest ones in the trend. And so theirs was like New York, up and down. Texas, you know, it's a variety of number of peaks. Oklahoma in the same way. And so you can see how it varies, and more is like Arkansas, where you had a peak in April, and then with more testing, you see that it coming back again. The next slide is some of the surge response efforts that I mentioned for Northwest Arkansas. We will identify multilingual staff who will dedicate their contact tracing efforts to this region, increase staffing for compliance inspections. We'll continue testing local health units and expand that. And also, Dr. Smith has requested, and the CDC has agreed to send a special team with 4 to 5 bilingual staff to assist in response efforts in Benton and Washington County, particularly in the Latinx community. And then we're going to amplify the messaging through various platforms to concentrate our surge effort in these counties. And I think that's the right way. Let's go to phase two. Let's lift the restrictions on those businesses that are doing the right thing. But let's continue to take this seriously and respond in a targeted way, just like we have done before. And I believe the next one is something that Dr. Smith wanted to talk about. And so thank you for letting me speak just a little bit longer today for that important announcement. I want to thank Dr. Smith and his health team that's helped guide this and shape this decision that we've made today. Dr. Smith.
Thank you, Governor. I'd like to give a few more details on the numbers and then talk briefly about this map before I turn it back over to you and to the Surgeon General. As the governor mentioned, we've had 288 new cases. Of these, 60 are in correctional facilities, and the vast majority of those are in the East Arkansas Regional Unit in Lee County. So we have an additional 228 community cases for a total of 10,368 cumulative cases. Of those, 3,087 are active cases, and of those active cases, 138 are in nursing homes, 199 are in correctional facilities, and so our total active community cases are 2,750. The governor's mentioned that we have had a net increase of 8 hospitalized, so we currently have hospitalized 181. We have 49 who are on a ventilator. That's an increase of 5 from yesterday, and we've had 4 additional deaths for a total of 165. We have had a total recovered 7,116, and that's 241 more than yesterday. In terms of nursing homes, we've had 5 additional nursing home cases, and those are all in Pulaski County. And we've also had 4 additional nursing home staff who have tested positive. In terms of our top counties, the governor has given our top 3, Pulaski at 51, Washington at 44, Benton at 37. We've also had 16 in Crittenden County, 15 in Sevier, 13 in Craighead, and all the rest are fewer than 10 cases. In terms of testing, we're doing really quite well. Yesterday, we did 4,420 tests. Our total for the month so far has been 37,907, so we are almost a third of our way to our goal of 120,000 for the month. Now, looking at this map, I just wanted to point this out to you. We have, over the last week or two, been focusing on Northwest Arkansas, and particularly Washington and Benton counties, justifiably, because those are the areas that have been really driving the number of new cases, the peak that we've been seeing in terms of our new daily cases. But you can see from this map, this is color-coded, the darker color, the higher number of active community cases per 10,000 population. It's the same as the top 10 list that the governor showed, but it shows you the entire state. And you can see we do have hot spots. I'm not going to use the term hot spots. We have dark red counties. I didn't say hot spot, okay. Dark red counties in Sevier, Yell, Washington, and then we have dark pink in Benton and a number of other counties. But you can see this is not just two counties. We've got activity going on throughout the state, and so all of us need to take those precautions. We need to wear masks when out in public when we cannot maintain that 6-foot physical distancing. We need to maintain that physical distancing whenever possible, and we need to wash our hands. We need to look out for each other, avoid these large crowds as much as possible. But you can see we've got areas in the eastern part of the state, areas in the western part of the state, a few in the southern part of the state. So we can't let our guard down really anywhere in the state. We've got to keep on keeping on in order to interrupt the transmission of COVID-19. And ultimately, this is about saving lives. And I've had people say to me, we haven't had that many deaths. Even one death is too many. And the reason why we haven't had more deaths than we have, why we have one of the fewest numbers of deaths per population in the country, is because we've taken action to protect the most vulnerable, those who are older, those who have underlying medical conditions. And I think we've done a very good job, and we want to continue to do that to protect the most vulnerable Arkansans. With that, I'll turn it back over to the governor.
Well, thanks, Dr. Smith, and thanks, Governor. And I just am glad to be here to address the state. I have been working behind the scenes, kind of in the shadows for the past few weeks, doing some of the committee work that the governor has structured, working on the Medical Advisory Committee and then also the CARES Steering Committee that meets weekly regarding the CARES funds that are going into the state. So it's good to be back. This is a big announcement today that the governor has announced going to phase two and opening up the state a step more. But I think it's a good plan, and I think it's a good step for the state. And, we all are watching the numbers in Northwest Arkansas very carefully. Particularly for me personally, it's a big deal what's going on in Northwest Arkansas. My family is from Northwest Arkansas. My parents still live in Northwest Arkansas, and I've got a lot of very close family and friends in that area. And I've spent a lot of time talking not only to business leaders up there, but personal friends, medical providers, healthcare professionals over the last few weeks about what's going on and what they're seeing on the ground. And everyone has a little bit different perspective. There is some concern, but when you are measuring all these different things, I think it's a great thing for the state for us to be taking a step towards turning the responsibility for some of this safety and some of these measures back over to the individual people and to the individual companies around the state. And yet, at the same time, still retaining the public health emergency stance so that we can keep the measures in place to deal with the cases that we're seeing. So this is something that I think is a good step for the state, a good step in the right direction. And, of course, as someone from Northwest Arkansas who just recently lost a very close friend of our family, Dr. Ray Hull, that the governor mentioned this weekend, it's something that hits very close to home. But going forward, I think this is a great thing for the state and something that is necessary and that we'll respond very well to. So I want to thank the governor and Dr. Smith for their leadership in this and for all the work they've been doing over these last few weeks.
Thank you, Greg. With that, we'll take questions. Yes.
Criteria for moving into phase two is no evidence of a rebound. How do you think we have shown that?
Well, I started to, do we still have the slides for that phase two? If you go on into phase two, what you'll see if you go through this, and that we've already adopted many of the things that were in phase two, except for the restrictions on restaurants. And so, for example, you know, individuals when in public, you know, or non-essential travel, for example, you know, we've lifted that. We're doing recreational travel again. So we've already moved into phase two in many areas. Go to the next one on employers is to continue to encourage telework. It's non-essential travel can resume. Obviously, we've done that already. Strongly consider special accommodations for personnel who are members of vulnerable population, which we continue to do. The next one, this is on specific types of employers, schools, and organized youth activities. We've already done that. So we've opened that up. We've moved into phase two. Large venues, you know, we've movie theaters, we've done that, houses of worship, elective surgeries, we've resumed that. Gymnasiums can open in phase two, we've already done that. So the point is, we've already moved into phase two, we just kept some of the restrictions on some of the individual businesses, such as restaurants and gyms, and limitations on capacity. And if there's one more there, I think we covered that there. And so your question, though, is about the gating criteria itself. And that was my point, that they were based upon an assumption that doesn't exist in most states, and that is that you have one peak and you come down. Ours is more flat. Ours is more hilly, ups and downs. We're doing more testing. And so I don't believe that that gating criteria is something that the states are accepting as sacrosanct. The fact that we have moved into phase two gradually, because it made sense for us. We're just simply lifting the restrictions on those the final elements of the restaurants and bars and so on. Yes?
So the restaurants, is that the only specific criteria that's being changed right now?
It will be, and I'm going to let Dr. Smith make sure I cover things, but this is will be the limitation on sizes for gyms. It will be for restaurants. It will be also impactful for some of the salons, that all of those will be can be adjusted. Everything that had a limitation on capacity can move from one-third to two-thirds. The other thing should be noted that I'm making this announcement today, prepare this for Monday, is when this goes into effect. Dr. Smith and his team should have the guidelines published and on the website by close of business on Friday. That's a lot of work for them, but they've got a lot of work to do to catch up on that. Dr. Smith, can you elaborate? Because I think I probably didn't cover it all.
That's correct. All the venues that have been limited to a third will go to two-thirds as long as they can maintain that six-foot physical distancing. We also have limitations, for example, on dental practices. The dental advisory group will be meeting tomorrow to give specific recommendations on what their next phase will look like come Monday. So we will be basically expanding capacity across a variety of businesses. Again, we have not seen increases in the number of cases with any of these. These went from being closed to being a third capacity. If we were going to see a resurgence, that's when we would have expected to see it. I'm not expecting to see a resurgence going from one-third to two-thirds.
So are we starting to see that this virus may not be as communicable as what we maybe thought initially if we're opening things up? And I think you even commented, you know, you're not necessarily going to catch this passing somebody in the grocery store. It's more that prolonged contact.
Well, what we have learned in the last 3 or 4 months is that COVID-19 is highly communicable in certain settings. We've certainly seen explosive spread in congregate settings like our prisons, like our nursing homes, and in a few other settings as well, where we've seen rapid increase to a large proportion of those who were in that facility. But we've also seen that if we do the things that we know work, maintaining the physical distancing, especially the mask for source control, reducing the number of people who are breathing one another's air, then we can continue those activities, increase those activities safely with minimal risk of spread of COVID-19.
Yes.
This will probably be a question for Dr. Smith, but over the, I guess, earlier this year, blood centers were expressing concerns about running out of blood supply during the, I guess, unusual amount of blood donation cancellations. With the return of elective surgeries and the appearance of coronavirus cases not going down anytime soon, how confident are you in thinking that these supplies can last? And do you believe the phase two will allow blood donation centers to start opening back up full capacity?
We've had elective surgery going on for over a month now, and so, yes, there's a critical need for blood at all times because Arkansans need blood for a variety of reasons, either trauma or other medical conditions. What I'm hoping that this move to phase two will do will encourage more people to donate, especially those who have donated before, maybe have been holding off, those who have never donated before. Time to come in. This morning I was at a press event at the Arkansas Blood Institute where I gave blood last month, and they announced that for those who donate blood, they will be screening that blood for antibodies to the SARS coronavirus 2, the virus that causes COVID-19. Now, that doesn't tell you whether you have an active infection, but it would tell you whether you were infected in the past. And so, you know, that's a little bit of a perk for those who are thinking about giving blood and just need a little bit of incentive. It's a very comfortable environment for donating, and I would encourage it.
Let me go remotely, see if there's a question.
Yeah, Governor, this is Andrew with AP. A couple questions. Now that you're going into phase two, what does this mean for state employees and remote work? Are they expected to stop doing that? And what's the status on trying to figure out what to do with schools in the fall? Is there a final plan yet put together on that?
In terms of state employees, we've already provided early notice to them that when we enter phase two, which we will Monday, that there will be an increased opportunity to return physically to work with social distancing. We're providing PPE to make sure that they're safe in that environment. There will be a little bit of a gradual process. We have a lot of frontline workers that might need to have some extra protections in there as they have to deal with so many different parts of the public. But they will be returning. And we've learned, though, that some can continue to do telework, so there might be some flexibility that we'll be giving our agency directors, our cabinet secretaries, so that they can make sure we get the work done, but provide a little bit extra flexibility, because that's needed in terms of space issues and safety issues within the workplace. In terms of school, that is a work in progress. I've expressed that we're going back to school next year, planning on that. They're building a blended teaching environment of in-classroom instruction with utilization of online instruction. And they're all preparing for that. The working session's going on. There's details that still have to be worked out, such as transportation. And I know that Secretary Key is working with Secretary Smith, and I'll be getting more information on that. But it's a work in progress with everyone planning on being open. Yes?
So if it doesn't look like the opening up businesses is responsible for our increase in cases, what do you think is responsible? And, you know, do you see this just just continuing to go up, or is there some reason to think that it's going to level off or get under control?
Well, of course, one of the reasons for the increased number of cases is the vastly more testing that we're doing. And so that's producing more cases. And it's not just within the public health environment that we're very targeted, but it's also within the employers. Employers are testing more and more through the commercial system, and we're getting those results in. That's producing more cases as well. And so it's a combination of factors there. What we've learned is exactly where it is. And so we can surge, we can go there, we can do our contact tracing and manage it. Dr. Smith, did you have anything else there?
Just to clarify, I wasn't saying that no businesses are involved in the spread of COVID-19. Any business where you have a large number of especially adults in close quarters, that's a risk. And we have seen some businesses where we've had clusters. Many of those have been in the poultry-related businesses, but we've also seen, for example, a shoe factory and others. That's required those businesses to make changes to make their workplaces safer to limit the spread of COVID-19. And it is, we've learned that it is possible to protect workers in those settings and to put in place measures that will limit the spread. For example, at the Arkansas Department of Health, understandably, we've had a large number of our workers continue, even as many have been working remotely. We have had some cases amongst our staff, but we've not had any transmission in the workplace. And the test is not whether you never have a worker because, you know, people can get COVID-19 elsewhere. If you have no cases, you are lucky. If you have one case and you don't have any secondary cases, then you know you're doing something right. So what we've learned is how to do workplaces in a way that limits the risk of spread of COVID-19. But, of course, people also can acquire COVID-19 in the community and in the home setting as well. The last thing I'm going to say, and I about to have the hook, I think, is we have seen an increased number of cases among children, but that's mostly been in home settings. Children were among the first cases that we had in this epidemic in Arkansas. What we haven't seen is large clusters of children becoming infected from other children, and that hopefully will inform us. We'll be watching carefully what is happening with our summer day camps and summer overnight camps, but hopefully this is going to inform our experience when we come to open school in the fall.
And I heard a lady remotely just a moment ago. Is there another question remotely?
Governor Hutchinson, this is Emma Claybrook with 4029 News. I actually have a couple questions about the poultry plants. We've seen outbreaks of COVID-19 at several poultry plants here in Northwest Arkansas. We've talked to some workers who say that they've tested positive for COVID-19 and then are being encouraged to come back to work in as little as a week after they've tested positive. Is this true? And also, lots of the workers are talking about how they'd feel more comfortable if the poultry plants were closed for cleaning for a couple days. Is this an option for the poultry plants?
Of course, the poultry companies have the option to close the plant at any time. That's their decision. They could do it for a deep clean. They could do it temporarily or however they see fit. It's also an option for the public health department, but we have a lot of confidence in, because they've seen it, the work that's being done, the precautions that are being made in what is certainly an essential industry for our nation. In terms of the specifics on the case that you mentioned about the positive, that 10 days return, I think, Dr. Smith?
Initially, our guidance from the CDC was 7 days for a non-test recovery criteria was 7 days from the onset of symptoms or the date of the test for those who were not symptomatic, and at least 3 days of no fever. That was extended to 10 days as we got more information. So currently that's our recommendation. General recommendation is 10 days before someone's considered recovered. There are some situations where we have allowed some essential businesses to return workers under certain conditions if they're asymptomatic, even if they're within that period of time, as long as they're wearing appropriate PPE and having no contact with those who are not already infected. So I can't speak to the specific details. In terms of the cleaning, cleanliness is important, but as we've gone on, we've realized that this is really a respiratory spread is the main way that COVID-19 is spread. So limiting opportunities for people to breathe each other's air is more important than maybe the deep cleansing. And so closing down a facility for deep cleansing is not as important as creating spaces where people don't have to end up breathing each other's air, spacing, wearing masks, dividers when possible or reasonable.
Jay.
I guess obviously into phase two, the natural question is, when do we consider phase three, and kind of what are some of those criteria that you want to see to even consider getting it to that point?
Well, we're anxious to get there. We're anxious to continue to lift restrictions, let the economy drive itself, and let businesses make their own good business judgments, and consumers make their decision as to where to shop or where to dine out. But this is a gradual process. We learn by experience. I think this is the right step into phase two. Let's let business have the experience. Let us continue to follow the data, and hopefully we'll get to phase three and lift all the restrictions in the near future. But this is too serious not to take it a step at a time. Leslie.
There have been, by my count, which could be wrong, 41 more people hospitalized in the past week. So wouldn't that indicate that there's an increase in transmission and not just testing? And does that put a new burden on hospitals?
Well, I could take a stab at that. Whenever you have an increase in hospitalizations, obviously that reflects, as new cases do, that there is a spread of the virus. It's just that we're detecting more of the cases, some of them asymptomatic that we might not even known about before. We know about those earlier, which helps us to prevent the spread. In terms of the hospitalizations, there's always going to be a percent of those that test positive that winds up in the hospital. That's when, you know, unless they're just in the most healthy category, which some of them are, which are in the younger age groups, they're not going to need to be hospitalized, and so they're going to make a quick recovery without that. But there will always be that vulnerable population that will need hospitalizations, and you're right, that's something that we watch, and we have the capacity now, but we continue to watch that increase.
Other regions of the state from seeing a big outbreak like in the Northwest?
Well, of course, there's less density in some areas of the state. Beyond that, hopefully they're taking the right steps and the right precautions. You might not have the same level of travel in and out, but you also have seen, in Prescott, one small county in South Arkansas that's had a significant number of cases in the last 7 days. And so it can happen anywhere. It's just that right now you see that virus that's spreading in those two counties. And that's one of the reasons that I've said, I look at Sebastian and Crawford County that's doing a lot of things right. They don't have that high number of cases right now. But what are they going to be a week from now and 2 weeks from now? And so that's where you have to remain vigilant and understand that the virus could wind up in any county in Arkansas in a larger number of cases.
I guess what's our contact tracing capacity up to, or is there really a way to quantify that? Because I know there's a lot of different factors involved.
Currently, we have over 200 individuals involved in that. We've been doing more training of volunteers this week, and so we'll hopefully have additional individuals. We are hoping to train up to 100 this week. Our big push is going to be once we finalize a contract with a outside company. We put out the request for qualifications to expand by 350 additional contact tracers. Of course, initially, many of those will be focused on the northwest corner of our state where we're seeing the most cases, but we will we'll have those focus their efforts wherever we're seeing increasing numbers of cases. But that will more than double our capacity.
You kind of touched on this a little bit, but where are they seeing a lot of the transmission coming from? Because obviously, you know, it's not coming from, you know, any of the restrictions being lifted. So, and then, you know, there's the workplaces. But, I mean, is there anything else that they're seeing, or is it pretty much workplace transmission is what we're seeing?
What we've been seeing driving the large numbers in the last 2 weeks is, again, we've mentioned quite a few of those cases, not all, but quite a few have been in the Latino community, and then we've had transmission both in the community and oftentimes in the workplace, especially some of the poultry-related businesses. In some cases, the people may have become infected in the community and then gone to the work site, and transmission could have occurred there. Or it could have been that someone got infected in the workplace and then took it back to their community, and probably both going on. It's which came first, the chicken or the egg? So.
Right here.
Dr. Smith, based on the new number of cases in Pulaski County today and the seven-day rolling average of the regional graphs for Central Arkansas, do you think that there might be a second peak coming for Central Arkansas?
Well, that's certainly a concern as we're seeing those numbers creep up. We'll look at those very carefully. We saw some ups and downs over the last few days in Central Arkansas. Of course, you know, if you break it down a little bit more, one of those ups was in Jacksonville. And then, of course, 70% of the cases today are from Little Rock. So you have to kind of tease out the numbers a little bit. We did have a number of cases from a nursing home in Pulaski County. So, you know, again, we'll know more as we, you know, go down into the specifics.
Let's take one more question. Final question remotely. Is there another one I missed?
This is Chad Mira with KNWA News. Governor, statewide, we've tested close to 6% of the population now, but in Washington County specifically, it's closer to about 4%. And then on that same note, the positivity rate here seems to be higher than the state average, too. So why is Washington County specifically lagging behind in both testing as well as the positivity rate?
Well, you're going to see those numbers go up with our testing surge and with the more testing that's being done by private sector employees. You'll see those testing per capita numbers go up. It's fairly balanced across the state, but you've got and the two counties there historically had a very, very low caseload. And so it's only really been in the last couple of weeks that they've had the surge in cases that brought the increased number of testing. So you're going to see those numbers change fairly quickly. The positivity rate, anytime we're targeting areas that have a spread, and we're going to have a higher positivity rate. That's just the nature of it. So keep an eye on those statistics in response to our surge here. I think you'll see those numbers probably level out over the next couple weeks. Final question. I think you had that.
In your response to the efforts in Northwest Arkansas, you guys mentioned identifying multilingual staff. Do you guys have a number on how many you guys currently have on staff, and is that part of the contract that you guys are working through?
Of course, the CDC is going to be bringing in bilingual support, so they will have their staff. The Department of Health is recruiting, but also has some bilingual capacity. But Dr. Smith, do you have any specific on that?
Within our request for qualifications, we specifically ask about capacity to recruit bilingual contact tracers.
Thank you very much today.
appreciate it.